Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Hey there. I just want to remind you of something today. God has not called you to be mediocre. Far from it. He's put dreams in you, which can come to pass if you put everything in Him. Do not settle for less than that. Fear does not come from God. Peace does. Joy does. Happiness. Those are His fruits. Once you let logic and fear get in the way, you will hinder His plans for you. But why me, you ask? Why not you? You have been successful at everything you've put your hand to. Why do you think His blessings would stop? Trust God. Wait on God. He has you covered. He has your plan. Just follow Him where He is leading you. Do not fall for the security of money and success, trading for that dream He placed in you. There is something you were meant to do outside of the things you've convinced yourself you should do. Forget what the world says you need to be doing. I love how Jesus rocked up to disciples who had lives, responsibilities, probably mortgages, and said, "Hey, come and follow me." No game plan, just an invitation to come and serve, to build, to have impact. Here's the thing. We spend so much of our life in some rat race that somehow we have convinced ourselves is normal. To be stressed, tired, and overwhelmed is not normal. God's plan isn't just to get you by kind of strategy. This is the God of everything, of abundance, of prosperity, of joy. If God calls you, there is no other opinion, including your own, that matters. It's funny what happens when you show up and do something for you, something that lights you up and makes you feel free, that makes you you again. For me, it's running and writing and reading a book with a cup of coffee. Very boring and simple pleasures that make me the Rachel I was created to be. Remember when God called Moses through a burning bush to go and free the Egyptians? He actually tried to disqualify himself from the journey. How many times do we do this to ourselves? I shouldn't even go for that job. I don't have enough experience. I won't even go to that event. I probably won't know anyone. There's so many opportunities waiting for you to show up. So today, give yourself permission to go big. Give yourself the freedom to make a decision based on the desire God placed in you. News alert, if God put it inside you, then it's a good thing. Dream big, go big, and prosper in His name. You got this. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.